it's me again. I am supposed to be taking a nap. I've said I'm taking a nap. I've declared it. And I need a nap. Oh God, do I need a nap? But I can't stop thinking. I can't stop thinking about you. And the things we left unsaid. And about the possibilities that lie between us. I can't stop thinking about all the chaos of my life right now. And how I'm gonna get through it. And how I'm gonna get through it without letting it touch other people too much. I'm thinking about well, this is rather broad, but I'm thinking about the world. No wonder I can't sleep. I'm gonna stop thinking about the world. Part of my job involves activism, and you can't really ever turn that off, but sometimes you've got to turn it off. So I'm going to try to turn it off because I need to sleep and you need to sleep. And maybe we can try to sleep together across the distance. Maybe we can help each other relax and unwind. Take a deep breath and let it out. I don't like feeling so tense. I don't like how pent up I feel and how simultaneously exhausted and on edge. I mean, I think a lot of us are feeling that way these days. The world is different now. And it had to be. There are some things that are better, sure. But a lot of things are still just really fucking hard. And I think it's important to try to do our best and to go on and to be good little soldiers of humanity. But I also think it's important to sometimes name that things are really fucking hard right now. And I think it's okay to acknowledge that. I think we need to. So I'm gonna do that. Things are really fucking hard right now. Here's how I try to make the best of a situation. One thing, masks, okay? I've been masking for several months at this point. And I've never been that into accessorizing or style or fashion. Not really at all. And somehow I've decided that if I'm going to be wearing a mask a large portion of my time, I'm going to be wearing some cute masks and some funny masks and some dark masks sometimes. And so I've been making some creative projects have involved making my own masks and buying some. I don't know how I got off onto the subject of masks. We know that I'm tired and my mind is wandering. And that's just what it's gonna do. And you can let your mind wander too. That's okay. You can let your mind wander while you're listening to me. That is absolutely understandable. Especially since I'm just talking, and whatever comes out of my mouth is what happens. I'm going to talk about fancy masks. At least I'm not talking about broccoli, right? Not this time. So, bringing myself back for a moment, why don't you take a moment to touch in with yourself too? Touch in, check in, touch base. I'm going to say it's touch in. That's a new thing. I said it. So, touch in with yourself, whatever that means to you. It might mean actually touching yourself, or it might just mean calling attention to your mind and your thoughts. And take a deep breath with me. Hold it for a few seconds if you can. And out. I try to extend my exhale as long as I can. And in again. Hold. And out. Don't ever underestimate the power of human touch. Touch yourself if you like, anywhere. Fingertips on your forearm. I am using my fingertips to stroke down my side, just from under my arm down to my hip. Just a slow skin on skin. I would touch you if I could. Touch can be so soothing, and since I can't be there to touch you myself, maybe you can use my voice and your own fingers to touch yourself. And to make yourself feel good, however you wish. Some days are harder than other days. It's always been that way, and it always will be. I'm just trying to learn how to get through those harder days with you, with myself. In whatever way we can. As I'm lying here breathing and just slowly stroking my hand up and down my body, I realize that my hips are beginning to move. I think my body seems conditioned. That when I'm talking into a recording device, my body knows. It's so attuned. Something delicious is going to happen. We can always hope. Take your hand and move it to wherever it would feel good for you to touch. Maybe it's just under your ear. That place where the jawline meets the neck. For me, that's a very sensitive spot. I'm stroking it now. Lightly with my fingertips. Or maybe it's the hollow, just under your throat, where your collarbones meet. Soft, so soft, kind of a delicate spot. Maybe it's lower. Maybe Maybe it's around your navel, your belly button. I don't really touch my own. I'm too ticklish there. I'll just lightly glide my hand down over it. Maybe it's between your thighs. For me, I'm just lightly tracing my fingers in a circle on the inside of my right thigh. It's the skin there is so soft. It's so soft. And a little ticklish. And I've moved to my back, and my hips are arising slowly, slowly. And my hand is just gradually gliding over to my center, to the place where I'm radiating heat and wet, the place that's calling out for touch and pressure and pleasure. And my hand just cupping over my sex, and I just letting my body slowly rock into my hand. And you can touch yourself however you wish. Slowly. Softly. Or fast and hard and rough. There is a time and place for everything. And that's up to you. It's up to you. For me right now, it's just holding my hand, my palm pressing into my clit, and my middle finger just teasing, just barely teasing my opening, and I can feel it wet, it's so wet and warm. It's a good thing they don't take our temperature down there, isn't it? And my hips moving a little more. Free hand touching my nipples. So sensitive. Breasts. I really like having a very strong, firm handful of my breasts, like I'm doing right now. Back. My middle finger entering a little bit deeper, still just a fingertip. My heels are flat on the bed, and my knees are up and pressed together, and I'm rocking against my own hand, grinding. This is when I especially wish you were right here, so I could see you and feel you, and I would take your hand and put your hand where my hand is, and I would ride your hand. Oh God, I would ride your hand. make each other feel good. Kiss me. Kiss me. I'm trying to take my time, but I'm not very good at that. It just feels so good. It just feels so good. This neediness and giving into it every once in a while. All rocking against my hand. Taking it slow. Wishing it could be you inside me. Pushing into me. Past my wet folds and into where I'm so wet and tight. Like that. Just pressing into me and just hold there and let me rock against you. Taking it back out and just sliding it. Slide yourself. Slide your cock right against my slippery pussy. So slippery. And it feels so good. Fuck. I don't want this to stop. I don't want it to stop. Never stop touching me. I'll never stop rocking against you. I'll never stop touching you. I want you to come with me. Can you do that? Will you come with me? Please. Please. Please, I want you to come with me. I want to see you and hear you and feel you coming with me. I've been on the edge for a while. I could let go anytime. Anytime. Please, let go with me. Let go with me and let go of everything. Let go of the chaos and the hurt. And the confusion and the anger, the stress. Let go of all of it and pour it into me and come with me. And please, I don't come alone. Please come with me, come with me. Ah. taste good. I feel better now. My body's warm and soft and heavy feeling. My mind is much quieter. It's not spinning quite so much. My heart is happier. And I love spending this time with you. Just like this. Well, it didn't necessarily have to be just like that. Just that I love spending time with you. And I hope we can so much more. I miss this. I miss the simple things. I miss just talking. Just talking to you. Letting the words flow, even if they don't make any sense. I never said I made sense. Will you lay here with me for a little while? Just be together. You don't have to talk if you don't want to. Just know that I'm holding you any way I can. I'm holding you in my mind, in my heart, in my thoughts. And if you were right here, right now, my hand would be stroking up and down your chest or your back. Maybe giving you a little bit of a head massage. Oh, gosh, a head massage. Ugh. Those are so good. And I think you could probably use one. I mean your head. The head that's on your shoulders, by the way. Have you ever had a really excellent head massage? Oh, they are glorious. That's what I would do for you. And I would hold you and breathe softly with you, and we would talk and maybe laugh quietly about dorky things. I'd maybe cry about sad things, get angry about awful things, but do it together. I'm with you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. You can go to sleep if you want. I think I will. Finally. Good night. Good nap.
Mm-hmm.